I can't believe you killed a ghoul so close to the lodge, Lauren gasped. He could have just wandered up on the porch and got someone.
Kirk frowned. Just 2 days ago, we were dodging creepers left and right, so why are you so shocked now? On the floor between them, Ares had his head buried in a dish, chowing down on 4 cans of Spam that Beulah had emptied into a bowl for him.
I know that, she glowered his way. I don't have sudden onset amnesia. It just seems so safe here.
She took a bite of her Pop-Tart.
I guess I was hoping we'd left all that out there.
Well, we didn't, Kirk said bluntly, taking a swig of coffee. All that slime we trudged through out there could crawl up at any moment. He gave Lauren a hard look. I want you to promise me something.
What?
When Ares and I are gone today, I want you to stay inside the lodge. I don't care if those 2 wild little boys are running around outside screaming their heads off like yesterday. You stay inside.
You didn't see me out there with them, did you?
No. Kirk's face softened. You have more sense than to get sunburnt and dehydrated.
Here's to choices.
Lauren tipped her can of Coke toward his cup of coffee, and they clinked. He laughed. But seriously, stay inside. If that ghoul can traipse up the trail and almost make it to the lodge, what's to stop one of those things from running up on someone out in the yard?
Well, they can't run.
Staggers, then. Do you promise?
I promise.
Good.
When you're out today, would you look for some books for me? I turned this place upside down, but I only found 2.
Sure, I don't see why not. What kind of books do you like?
Anything by Stephen King or Sarah Lyons Fleming, Lauren chirped. I also like science fiction and erotic romance. Please, don't get anything about superheroes. My dad used to drag me to every single superhero movie that came out, and it was the same thing over and over again.
She paused.
Deadpool was good, though. I used to ask my dad, just how many superheroes are we supposed to care about now?
Her brown almond-shaped eyes looked away suddenly.
I miss my dad.
I know you do, Kirk said softly, putting his hand on hers. And whether you like it or not, I'm here to keep you out of trouble.
Thanks, Kirk.
And one good thing about the world ending, it means no more repetitive superhero movies. Lauren turned back to him, but her gaze fell to his arms.
What happened to your arms?
He frowned. I woke up this morning and found dark hair all over my bed. Apparently I shed now.
Seriously?
Well, I didn't shave my body. Kirk took a gulp of coffee. Who the hell has time for that these days? Besides, there's nothing really left to shave.
Did it come off everywhere?
He glared at her. Not that it's any of your business, but yes.
Why didn't you lose the hair on top of your head?
Kirk shrugged. No clue. I guess this weird reverse puberty I've been going through wanted to leave me with something.